Because all is law, all is cause and effect. Everything in this entire universe of ours is governed by laws. Everything. The planets that are orbiting around the sun, following the same elliptical patterns that they have for millions of years, not changing an iota. Some of them take thousands of days to travel around the sun. This particular one that we're on takes 365 days to orbit around the sun. And they keep following these same patterns because it's all governed by laws. The law of gravity says that when I throw my wallet up, what's going to happen is it's going to come down because it's governed by the law of gravity. The speed of sound is 750 miles an hour. My voice is coming to you right now at 750 miles an hour. This knock is coming to you at 750 miles an hour because sound always travels at 750 miles an hour. Not when it's in a good mood, not when it wants to, not when it's really up for it. It's a law that sound travels at 750 miles an hour, and it always travels at 750 miles an hour, except when it's underwater. And then it travels at 3,000 miles an hour. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that it's not governed by laws? No, what that means is that the speed of sound and the molecular structure of air and the molecular structure of water is different, and it just so happens that sound travels through water quicker than it does through air, but it's all governed by laws. The reason that some things are steel and some things are cotton and some things are wood have to do with the molecular structure of elements. When elements bond in different ways, they show up as different substances. For example, whenever you get two hydrogens and an oxygen bonding together, H2O, then that shows up as water. It's all governed by laws. The reason that some people have blue eyes and some people have brown eyes and some people have dark hair and some people have red hair and some people are black and some people are white and some people are Indian and some people are Oriental have to do with the genetic imprint that comes from your parents. We get 23 chromosomes from each parent. And that's why we look the way that we do. Nature can only work with the material that it has. It's all governed by laws. Everything in this entire universe of ours is governed by laws. Everything from our huge galaxies that are going to be burning out in another couple hundred million years to subatomic particles that collide with one another and form other particles in like a hundredth of a second. Everything from the infinitely large to the infinitely small is governed by laws. Everything in this universe of ours is governed by laws. Except, of course, the things that happen to us. That's all luck. Good breaks and bad breaks. All just fate. Well, does it really make sense that everything in this universe of ours is governed by laws and we are the one exception? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but are we not in the universe as well? I mean, we're not living back in the Newtonian age where man was like separate and independent of the universe, like here's man and there's the universe and we're acting upon it from afar. We are in the universe too. And if everything in this universe of ours is governed by laws, then I would strongly suspect that there are laws that govern the things that happen to us as well. And there are very clear laws that govern the things that happen to us. And I'll tell you the most important law that you can ever know. The most important law that you can ever know is that you are the cause of everything that happens to you. That you are it. You're it. And you might say, wait a second. John, you don't know me. And you don't know these things that are happening in my life. I'm certainly not creating these things. Yes, you are. You're creating everything that happens to you in your life. That you're it. You are the cause. Now, I said at the very beginning that there were going to be some things that you wouldn't understand in the beginning. And this is probably the very first one. Because we don't like to accept that we are the cause of everything that happens to us. We like to suspect that it has really nothing to do with us, especially when bad things are happening. We like to sort of say, well, here's me and there's my life. And why is it following me around? Get away from me. My life has nothing to do with me. What are you talking about? Your life has nothing to do with you. Your life is a reflection of you. Your life is a perfect reflection of you. Perfect. And if you don't like what's happening in your life, don't blame life, but look within yourself. Now, let me be very, very clear about what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is that if you are stopped at a red light and somebody comes smashing in and hits your car from behind, you are the cause of that. Or if you go home tonight and somebody has broken into your home, stole your stereo, you are the cause of that. I'm not just talking about the obvious things, like, I'm messing up at my job a little bit and not working that hard and I get fired. Or, my wife leaves me because I'm out drinking every night. I'm not talking about those obvious cause and effect things. Those things we can see very clearly. I'm talking about every single event and circumstance that happens in your life has its cause within yourself. That you are the creator of the things that are going on in your life. You see, who and what each of us are is an accumulation and conglomeration of all the thoughts, all our emotions, every event that has happened to us in our life. Ever since we have been a small infant, every thought, every desire, every fear, every worry, every joy, every circumstance, right up to this very moment of you walking into this room, every single event and your reaction to these events, everything that is happening to you in your life has created within you a vibration of energy. And life is always responding to you according to your own personal vibration of energy. That you are vibrating. Ben here has his Ben vibration of energy, and it's creating his Ben reality. I have my John Kehoe vibration of energy, and it's creating my John Kehoe reality. Diane in the back has her Diane vibration and energy, and it's creating her Diane reality. That life is always responding to us according to our own personal vibration of energy. And our vibration of energy is as different as our thumbprints, as different as our faces, that there is no two people in the world that has the same vibration of energy. And life, in its very mysterious, very magical way, is always delivering up to us circumstances and situations according to our own personal vibration of energy. And let's not be so simplistic in our understanding of life that everything that is pleasant is good and everything that is unpleasant is bad. For example, getting a raise is good, losing your job is bad. Being healthy is good, getting an illness is bad. Well, sometimes having an illness can be one of the most powerful things that happen to you in your life. Sometimes losing your job can be an incredible gift because it sends you off in a new direction that you would not have gone off in had you remained at your old job. And maybe you end up with something that is much more in tune with who and what you are, that is much more in tune with your own personal destiny. And we are the cause of everything that happens to us, that we're it. And at first, this is like a little bitter pill for us to swallow because we don't like to accept that we are the cause. It's so much easier, especially when bad things are happening to us or we're going through some misfortune. It's so much easier to think it has nothing to do with us, but that's a crutch. And I only have 4 sessions with you. I don't have time to baby you. I have to get right down to the fact and truth. You are not going to get ahead by believing that life has nothing to do with you. But you're going to move ahead very aggressively when you accept responsibility for your own life. And I'm not saying you will understand it. I don't expect you to understand it at this early stage of our training. What I'm saying is I want you to accept it. Because once you accept that I am the cause of the things that happen to me, once you accept that, what happens is it gives you an immense amount of personal power. An immense amount of power. This is good news, my friend, what I'm sharing with you. This is incredibly good news because if indeed what I'm saying to you is that we are the cause, then what that means is that as we change our thoughts, as we change our beliefs, as we change our vibration of energy, then life should change to match the new vibration of energy that we have. And that's exactly how you're going to prove it to yourself. This is the most incredible news. It means that we have the power in our life. We do. The power doesn't exist out here. The power is not in the outer world. The power in our life is in our consciousness. The power in our life is in our vibration and energy. And we get to create our own vibration and energy. Up till now, it's all been created unconsciously. Up till now, it's been us reacting in our life. But from this moment on, we're going to take control. From this moment on, we're going to take responsibility. And what I want you to do in this training is I want you to come into this training with the spirit of the pioneer, the spirit of the adventure, And be prepared to move into new and different directions in your life. You know, in science is forever changing its concepts and its beliefs and its ideas as new information comes to it. Science has no problem with changing its most cherished beliefs as new truths and realities are revealed to it. For example, for the longest time, mankind believed that the Earth was the center of our solar system and that the sun revolved around the Earth. And it's very easy to understand how they believe that. Because, I mean, you look at in the morning, the sun's down there. At lunch, it's up here. In the evening, it's down there. It certainly appears to our eyes, to our senses, that the sun is moving. Just like it appears to us that it's luck, fate, and chance, the things that happen to us. I agree. That's the way it appears. But then along came a man called Copernicus. And through his mathematics, through his telescope, he proved absolutely that it wasn't the Earth that was the center, that it was the sun, and that the Earth revolves around the sun. And now we believe that. I mean, I believe absolutely that the Earth goes around the sun. But I'll tell you something. I don't know about you, but I have never once seen this Earth move. I haven't. I've never once seen it move. And yet every time I look up into the sky, I see the sun in a different place. And yet, I believe that the Earth is revolving around the sun. I believe that. I believe something that defies my senses. Defies my senses. And yet, I believe it. And what I'm asking you is I'm asking you to believe something that defies your senses. I'm asking you to believe that you are the cause of everything that happens to you. And that does not make sense because it defies our senses, but we have precedent because we already believe that the Earth is traveling around the sun, even though our eyes defy. It defies our eyes. It defies our senses, and yet we believe it, and that's exactly like life. The truth of life is different from our experience of it. And the most important law that you can know about your own life is that you are the cause of everything that happens to you. That you're it. That you're it. And this is the most important, powerful law. Because we are going to work with it. You know, Einstein, in his famous equation of E equals mc squared, what Einstein is doing in this equation is he's equating energy and matter. And what he's saying is that everything in the universe is a constant, that all is law, that all is cause and effect, that if something appears to disappear, what really happens is it's transposed and reappears on a different dimension. For example, you have some wood and you burn that wood. Okay, the wood disappears. But as a result of burning the wood, it creates heat. And the amount of heat it creates is directly proportionate to the amount and type of wood that there is. It's all governed by laws. Or let's say that you have a mouse that's running through the forest, And an owl sees this mouse, and he comes down, and he pounces on it, and he eats it. Okay, no more mouse. Mouse isn't in the universe anymore. But as a result of eating that mouse, what happens is the owl gets to fly around for several days and gets to hoo-hoo-hoo. What a pitiful owl imitation that was. Must work on my things to do, work on owl imitation. But nonetheless, the owl gets to live and for several days as a result of eating the mouse. And that's what Einstein is saying, that we live in a universe where all is law, where all is cause and effect. So if that's the type of universe that we live in, then what I want to know is, what is the effect of thinking thoughts? And don't say nothing, because that isn't the way our universe works. We're thinking thousands of thoughts every day. Well, what is the effect of thinking thoughts? What are these things called thoughts?